Palmer United Party Senator Jackie Lambie says she'll hold the government to ransom. She's threatening to oppose all government legislation until the nation's soldiers get a better pay deal. The Defence Remuneration Tribunal has just announced a 1.5% annual pay increase for Defence Force personnel. But there's been fierce criticism of that decision because that pay rise is still significantly lower than the current inflation rate. Senator Lambie's announcement follows her call for soldiers to hijack Remembrance Day ceremonies and perhaps turn their backs on government MPs in protest over this pay deal. That's put her on a collision course with her own leader, Clive Palmer, who said her position was, quote, not party policy. Senator Lambie, welcome back to RM Breakfast.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Senator Lambie, is this the position of yours to block all government legislation? Is this the position of the Palmer United Party, or are you on your own on this?
It seems like for the time being I'm on my own for this. I'm using my own conscience here and my moral values with this. And look, ordinarily I would never use one bad government decision as a reason to block a number of pieces of unrelated legislation, which is what's going to happen. However, I just believe that this decision by the Abbott government to effectively strip money and holiday entitlements away from all members of the Australian Defence Force is extraordinary in its timing and arrogance and level of political cruelty. I mean, I'm standing here in shock that this man would even lower himself to do this to our Defence Forces or his party.
Well, it was the finding of a tribunal, a remuneration tribunal. It's an arm's length finding. It's not the finding of the Prime Minister.
No, but it certainly helps when you've got Erica Betts in the background and you've got the PM. Now, the PM...
But this is... we need to be clear on this. This is done at arm's length from a government, these decisions, like all pay rises, like politicians' pay rises, like judges' pay rises. It's separate, isn't it?
You know what? The buck stops with the PM. And if the PM wanted to, he'd pick up that pen and change it. That's as simple as that. So that's how it is.
You're in shock at this decision. Obviously, you feel this very strongly. Have you discussed this with your colleagues? And have you discussed your threat with your colleagues? Are they supporting you in this?
Oh, look, my colleagues are very aware of my stance when it comes to defence, and especially with our veterans, you know, which are also going to be getting ripped off over the next few years as well. These so-called promises that the Abbott government has made in the past, there's no promises coming out of the Abbott government. They're just not sticking to their promises. And you know, now you're hitting my veterans as well, and I've had enough. It's enough. I'm not going to stand for this any longer. I will no longer let the government hurt the veterans.
So what I'm trying to get at, will you be voting against this legislation alongside the members of your own party or against them?
Well, like I said, this is a conscience thing, and I'll be sitting there voting against every legislation that comes through over the next few weeks until either the Abbott government is open to speaking to me about this and fixing the issue, which needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed now. I do not want to see defence members losing days over Christmas and having time spent from their families ripped away from them. That's just ripping at their heart and souls, and that's enough.
Have you asked your colleagues to vote alongside you on this, and what have they said?
Well, we'll just put it this way. They know what I'm doing. They're sitting in the middle, and that's up to my colleagues, whether they want to continue to sit in the middle or they want to stand by my side on this. And I'd probably suggest they all stand by my side on this.
What's Clive Palmer's position?
Well, you know what? It's got it to the point where I just don't care what Clive Palmer's position is on this at the moment. But if he had a conscience, then he'd stand right beside me and our troops and our veterans and make a stance on this now.
He is the leader of your party. Has he tried to, I'm sure you've informed him of what you're going to do. Has he tried to talk you out of this?
No, he hasn't tried to talk me out of it, but I would appreciate if he was standing beside me.
So what did he say when you told him?
Not a lot. Just sort of heard me out and that was it. So, you know, and next I heard was yesterday on the radio that, you know, even though he agrees with what I'm saying, that pretty much he won't be standing by me on it. So that's Clive Palmer's call. But Clive Palmer can no longer sit on the fence. He's either standing by me or he's standing near the Liberal National Party. But, I'm not going to stand around and watch Clive Palmer black flipping all over the place.
What about Jackie Lambie? Can she continue, in a sense, to sit on a fence in the sense that if you feel like that about your leader, that you're still going to be a part of this party room? Still going to be a part of this party?
Well, you know what? I'm going to continue to fight like hell. And if Clive Palmer doesn't want to stand beside me, then that's Clive Palmer's call. But I'm going to run by my conscience and how my heart feels when it comes to our members of our defence forces and that they're prepared to die for our country and the way our veterans are treated. And that's never going to change. And Clive knows that.
Is that enough to make you think of stepping outside the Palmer United Party, of quitting the party?
Well, Clive will have to decide whether or not he wants to see his party separated in the Senate. That's all Clive Palmer needs to decide on.
What about you? You need to think about the power of your vote. There's no doubt your vote is more powerful when you're voting with a bloc than without, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm only one of 76 senators up there, and I'm asking the Labor and the Greens and the crossbenchers to stand by my call on this and, you know, show the respect and honour that our troops have earned for many, many years. I mean, we've got the centenary coming up next year, and we want to give these guys a fair go. So let's start showing them, you know, that they've earned their wages and they've earned their holiday. But, you know, people need to realise that some of these guys, a lot of these guys, when they go into the battlefield, are on less than $100,000 for the year to take around for their country. So I think the 3% pay rise that they were promised originally and the normal holidays that they're entitled to with their families and that our veterans are cared for is not a lot to bloody ask for.
It's 17 to 8 on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Senator Jackie Lambie. She's a senator with the Palmer United Party, and she's just issued a threat to the Abbott government and to her own party, really. She's going to exercise a conscience vote and vote against all government legislation unless and until the government just steps in and affords the ADF personnel an increased pay rise. Jackie Lambie, I think a lot of people would respect your obvious commitment to this issue, but not necessarily respect the fact that they voted you into the Senate and they might not think you're doing your job. I mean, you're saying you're going to vote against all legislation, even if you in your heart know that it's good legislation and good for your fellow Tasmanians and many others.
You know, like I said, this is extraordinary circumstances, and so far a lot of the legislation that the Liberal National Party is trying to put through is not good legislation anyway, so it's actually making my job easier, let's be honest.
Yeah, but not all of it. You don't believe all of that. Some of the legislation coming in will be good.
Oh, there's not a lot of it that's flash. I mean, I think we have to all be honest there. It's, a lot of it favours the top end of town. It's certainly not helping out our pensioners, our disability, those on disabilities, those that are doing it tough in Australia. And there's plenty of Australians out there like that. They're certainly not interested in looking after those areas.
You're standing up for your own convictions, but I wonder if you're listening to others too who also have a stake in this issue, because I'm talking now about you urging war veterans to display their fury over this payoff to ADF personnel by either boycotting Remembrance Day or turning their backs on politicians who are there to give speeches or lay wreaths on Remembrance Day. That has been absolutely slammed by the president of the RSL, Rear Admiral Ken Doolan. He said, to do as Jackie Lambie is suggesting would be to insult the memory of more than 100,000 people who have given their lives for us. There are only 2 days each year, Anzac Day and Remembrance Day, when we pause to reflect how much we owe our war dead and families they left behind, and that it should not be politicised.
Oh, you know what? We wouldn't be we wouldn't be having these issues if the RSL hadn't betrayed the diggers for as many years as what they have. That's the first thing. So pushing Ken Doolan aside, I'm not asking anybody to boycott either the Anzac Day next year or Remembrance Day this year. I'm certainly not asking them to do that. And I'm not asking them to turn their backs when people are laying wreaths. All I'm asking them to do is if a Liberal National Party member stands up to speak, that they're to turn their backs then. And I can tell you what, the peacemakers and peacekeepers have done one better than me this morning. They've got press releases floating around this morning telling the Liberal National Party not to even bother showing up. So, you know, I think it's now moving, and it just goes to show that, the veteran society has had all but enough, and I think you'll find defence now are moving outside the circle and are actually going to journalists. I mean, this is extraordinary that they're going outside of orders. So I think that that's telling Tony Abbott enough is enough.
Senator Lambie, have you been contacted or spoken to any other members of the Senate from any party who've offered their support or voiced their support for your position?
No, it's pretty poor, isn't it, really? Yeah, no, I haven't. So we'll just see how it goes in the next few weeks, I suppose, and I'm looking forward to the 3 weeks in the Senate.
Senator Lambie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Jackie Lambie is a senator with the Palmer United Party, and she was joining us there from our Launceston studio. It's 13 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.